The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass at Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Happy Saturday.
Yes, happy Saturday back to you.
Here we go, another crisp fall day. God, I love this time of year.
Me too. I've been loving all that interesting fog that we had over the last week and stuff. There were some gorgeous pictures being posted all over the internet around that, including one of my past clients came in from an airplane and had like the coolest shot. I don't know. They're still out there. People are sharing them.
It's a great time to be outside, be outdoors.
Yes.
You know, if you're not working in the yard, hiking, or doing whatever you can be to get out there and enjoy this before it gets too wet.
Yes. It's wet every morning, though, because every time I take my dog out, my feet are soaking wet because of all the dew.
That's true.
But I got to get my little rubber boots and stuff back out.
Get that vortex out. Yeah, rip that out as well.
Yep. We're getting ready for it.
It's that time.
But, so are we getting ready for any changes in mortgage rates?
You know, we're hanging in there.
You say that a lot. There's a lot of hanging going on.
Well, you know,
as long as we don't hang ourselves.
We start the day, it looks good. We end the day, it looks bad. You know, the next day it starts bad and ends good. We have a ton of volatility going on in the markets right now. And all in all, though, the rates are staying relatively flat.
Okay.
With that said, there is still some upward pressure on interest rates. The bond market is really what drives mortgage rates, and you know, I've said this a million times, but the bond market is driven by
fear.
Pretty much, yep. Fear of inflation, fear of good news. You know, good news is bad. So when we see jobs being created, that causes rates to rise. When we see unemployment falling, that causes rates to rise. And we've been seeing all of that, you know, this whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at unemployment.
So it's
levels.
Like blood pressure. Bad news makes it rise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And they're working, and it's working sort of in tandem with the stock market. When stock prices are rising, interest rates, right, at least at this point, are following right along with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we get knocked. We get some rallies occasionally for this or that reason. Usually, it's a financial crisis somewhere else in the world. And that will cause the rates to temporarily dip down. Or if we get an economic statistic that wasn't quite as strong as we were sort of hoping, that can cause the rates to drop a little bit. But the overall trend right now is stable to upward. And we do see those rates. Although, long-term forecasts, not so bad. We are predicting over the next 2 years, we're probably not going to see rates go much above about maybe 5 1/8, 5 1/4, something like that, definitely into the 5% range, but certainly not the end of the world.
Right.
You know,
and thinking of it from a more global perspective, there's a lot of people in the market or who are coming into the market right now who are probably hearing you say over 5, and they're like,
I know,
my gosh.
What?
Yeah, most of them are like, well, of course, I always hate that we have to use this term millennials, but the younger adults basically have never experienced anything like this. And so it's a little freakish for them. Now, they did probably see their parents go through the recession, but they didn't pay attention to what was going on with interest rates at the time. And I tell my clients all the time, my first house was at 9%, and I was thrilled because it was finally under double digits.
I got you beat.
I know you do.
You know, it's old.
You got less hair and more
experience.
I remember
back when I was at 15%, you know, and I refied to 11.5% and celebrated, you know.
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't?
Right. I bet the president of the bank once that rates would never fall below 7%. And I was
and
so happy to
it.
Lose that bet.
Yeah.
But, you know, actually, in hindsight, though, 7%, if you look back over 50 years, that's the average.
Right. Well, and you and I, when we talk about our classes, which we're going to mention one that we have coming up here in a minute, we've done, in fact, there's actually a YouTube video. If there's anybody who wants to go check out the Team Reba Real Estate YouTube channel. It's when I was 25 pounds heavier, so forgive me for that. I look like hell in this thing. But we were teaching one of our classes, and there's like four segments of me doing a history of Seattle real estate and interest rates from the 1980s to today.
Right?
And it's a pretty interesting video in that, like, we do that all the time in our classes, and it's mostly younger folks because it's a first-time homebuyer class for the most part.
Right.
And they're all like, I had no idea.
Right.
Because most of them were being born when that was all going on.
And looking back over the last decade, the rates have been historically low.
Yes.
But they were there because they were made to be that low.
Correct.
The Federal Reserve was intervening in the market. So
right.
It wasn't a natural
market. Yeah, it's
market.
An artificial.
And we're going into more of a natural market. The Fed's backing away. They're not purchasing mortgage-backed securities.
I just had a really bad analogy with that going natural
don't go
versus
there. Don't go there.
Plastic.
So anyway.
I'm au naturel. I'll just say that.
Certainly. Yes, you are. You should shave. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, certainly, stop it. Yeah, you're terrible.
Not the end of the world with rates. But here's where we are today. So the national averages for a 30-year fixed rate loan is just under 5%, 4.99%. 15-year fixed rates hovering around 4.47%.
Okay.
VA and FHA a little bit lower, 4.5%.
Okay.
Jumbo 30-year fixed rates, 4.42%.
Those are staying really stable.
Yeah, they're pretty competitive. And
well, that's good, though, because our house prices require those a lot of times.
Right. You know, we're at a point where our median house price, especially in the Seattle market and Bellevue market, is so high.
Yeah.
And so even a first-time buyer, you're really looking at a jumbo-type loan.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no secondary market for jumbo
right.
loans. There's no Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. You know, so this is all portfolio-type lending. Some investors have capital to burn. Some don't. The ones that do are going to have a lower jumbo interest rate, and that's sort of the reality of the market right now.
Right.
So all in all, we're hanging in there. Like I say, you know, it should be all right. We're going to drift a little bit higher over the course of the next year, but not radically higher. At least that's our expectation at this
right.
point. Now, let's dovetail that into our market, though.
Yes.
Things have been changing.
Yes, they have. We've been talking about that for weeks.
Yeah.
Actually, months now.
Right.
It's turned into months. So, you know, I'm happy to hear where you're talking about with the interest rates, and especially in that jumbo range, just because, you know, we were talking before we even went on air of wondering, where did all those people go that were interested in moving up, right? Because
right.
I'm still telling, you know, like we just got done having another first-time homebuyer class just the other week. And the conversation we're having is for first-time homebuyers, the rates are still pretty good.
Yes.
But there's a lot of folks who, for the last couple of years, held off jumping into the market because they were like, but where am I going to move?
Right.
And now the inventory has moved up. We've gone literally from being at about 3 weeks of inventory to 2.5 months. Of inventory. Big jump
change.
In just a couple of months,
right.
right? And so now what it provides is this opportunity for negotiation, for contingent deals. I've gotten multiples of those going on right now, actually. And we hadn't seen those for years, right? Yeah. We saw them creeping in about a year and a half ago, right? Because that's when this really started to shift.
In certain markets.
In certain markets, absolutely. And so we started to see a little bit of availability on that. And so now I can tell you the pacing of price drops is the same as new listings coming on. And those combined are outpacing pending buyer activity.
Yeah.
So it provides a really awesome opportunity right now that if you want to do that move up, the rates are still relatively very low.
Right.
And you have choice. You're not constrained into buying something.
For the first time in how long?
Five, six years.
Right, so you're not necessarily going to run into that situation where a home is on the market and you're competing against
absolutely.
10 or 12 other people and
yeah.
escalation clauses and
yeah.
all of that.
We just got done. So, you know, we have a brand new person on our team, Ryan Castle. Mm-hmm. And congrats to him. You know, he just joined our team. And someone that he's been working with the last couple of months who's buying VA just got under contract. And we were able to negotiate that. Initially, he wanted to do some other stuff to put things on top of the price point. And I said, no. Look at the notes. Like, they've already had one canceled sale. They've done a price drop. It says motivated seller. I'm like, let's go do some other stuff. And we got the home warranty from them. We got the closing costs from them. I mean, it's a great situation for this particular buyer. And I have other situations where, again, we're getting all kinds. I just got $10,000 for a roof for somebody you know, 6 months ago, they'd be like, pound sound, baby. We'll go to the next buyer. Thank you very much.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff going on right now.
Right.
And so if you're in that buyer first time or move up situation, man, this is gravy time.
It really is. And hopefully this will help bring out our, I hate the word, but our millennial buyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they'll
just say the younger adults. Let's just say younger
come
adults.
Into this market late as usual.
Oh my God.
But they should be there.
Really? Oh my gosh. Okay. all right.
Wait, where was I? Oh yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm just sitting here rolling my eyes.
And there are first-time homebuyer programs out there too that are available for a person just kind of looking to go. One of the biggest drawbacks if you're a first-time buyer is you have student loan debt.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you know, new in your career, income's, you know, just starting to work its way up, but maybe you're short on cash. You know, down payment is always a challenge, which is why you and I teach mm-hmm. first-time home buyer classes.
Absolutely.
And when's our next one?
It is coming up November 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. because it's a required five-hour course, mm-hmm. although if we can, we try and, you know, breeze through it as quickly as we can. And we're going to be doing it this time at the Burien Public Library.
That's right. And this is the official first-time homebuyer class. It's a requirement for many of the zero-down programs and mm-hmm. special loan programs available. And this class is sanctioned by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission.
Yes.
Reba and I have been volunteering with the commission for years.
Years. I think we've even lost count.
Guess for me. No. 21 years.
Okay.
I've been teaching these classes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess you did keep count.
I'm old.
You are.
Scary. Scary.
Your number of years doing this is considered millennial.
Oh, that's scary.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Frightening. Okay. So frightening.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm super excited about the guest we have on today.
Me too. Yeah.
Yes.
Happy to see John Lastwell from Lastwell Home Inspection is going to be joining us here after
yes.
the break.
Welcome for being here, or welcome to be here, I guess. I don't know however I should say that.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yes. So to our listeners, John Lastwell and I have known each other, I think of the exact same amount of time I've been in the industry, since 2003.
Well, that was actually about when I started in the industry, too.
Yeah. So we've kind of grown up together.
You were actually the first real estate agent that ever referred me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Interesting. No, but we're going to have to talk about that, I think, when we get back. But
That's right. And just to help our millennials, BRB. We'll be right back. More Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.